Well, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. It's Julie Harris with Tim and Julie Harris Coaching Essentials here. And today's topic, or really this month's or this level's topic, because when we're talking about lead follow-up or relentless lead follow-up, this is perhaps one of the most important things to get extremely clear in your head. I all the time have students and clients tell me that this alone has given them a 30 to 50% boost in their business when they got super clear on relentless lead follow-up. So we have several different sections and calls and outlines that all have to do with relentless lead follow-up. And really the overriding theme here, and this is a mindset thing. I want you to get really, really clear on this. You know, everybody wants to have consistent closings, right? You don't want to go from 3 deals this month, no deals next month, and then 5 deals the following month. You feel like you're rich, and then because you're holding all those deals together, then the next thing that happens is you're freaking out because you spent all day holding your deals together, and now what's going to happen, right? You're going to have cash spurts instead of cash flow. Nobody wants to have that happen, so we have to be really careful in how we handle this and how we're thinking about what you're putting together, right? So stay with me on this thought process. Really, really important for you to get clear. In order to shorten the distance between closings, meaning having more closings more frequently, which is what all of you want, or at least say that you want, what do you have to do? Well, theoretically, that means, you know, you've got to go on more appointments, you've got to be setting, you know, taking more listings. All of that is true. But let's go back in time. Every single transaction you ever do in life starts out as what? A lead. So shorten the time it takes for you to follow up on your leads, and it actually does trickle up the pipeline of time to tighten the time frame between your closings. So the faster and better you are at lead follow-up, the more closings you'll have more frequently. That is a fact, okay? So let's get really super clear on that, okay? All right, so again, you have many different sections to this part of your coaching. Make sure that you are nice and clear on every one of them. And not that you just understand what we're talking about, but that you're actually practicing it. You're actually implementing it. So for those of you who are impatient saying, oh, yeah, I know all the lead follow-up rules, well, you might know them, but unless you're doing all of them, doesn't count, okay? So memorize, internalize, and implement. All right, so in this section, we're talking about 10 lead follow-up conversation starters. One of the biggest mistakes agents make when they make the commitment to be better at lead follow-up is they think that that just means doing it in the first place. Well, yeah, that's part of it, is making yourself be relentless and urgent and professional with your lead follow-up, meaning you don't end any day with leads yet to follow up on. So that's the first step, is getting yourself to do it. The second and perhaps more important step is how you're going about it. So if you're somebody who can say, yeah, I follow up on all my leads immediately and it hasn't made a difference, it's because of this that we're talking about today. It's how you follow up on the leads. So we're going to go over 8 or 10 different lead follow-up conversation starters. Okay, so this is after you've prospected, you've generated the lead, or maybe it's a lead from marketing. However it has come to you, open house lead, internet lead, I don't care who they are. So homework is make sure you have listened to your lead follow-up rules so that when you're doing it, now you got leads to follow up on, and we're going to use these simple scripts. These are like mini scripts or conversation starters. Okay, so two secrets before we get going on these actual scripts. Secret number one, email is not lead follow-up. Your drip system is not lead follow-up, okay? Yes, you can do it. We're not against it. You might catch a few things here and there. Fine. But that is completely passive, and I have no reason to believe all those people in your drip system are ever going to do real estate deals with you. Neither do you. So I'm not saying don't do it, but I would absolutely not call it lead follow-up in any way. Secret number two. Any of the following statements do not count as lead follow-up. Are you guys getting how crystal clear this needs to be and how really critically important it is? Okay, so any of the following also do not count as lead follow-up. A, I left them a message, but they never called back. B, I emailed them what they wanted, but I didn't hear anything. Or my drip system emailed them, but I didn't hear anything. C, I dropped off my pre-listing pack, but nobody called me. D, they didn't want to buy my listing, so I didn't follow up about anything else. E, I emailed them because they emailed me. I don't think they'd want me to call. Or F, it's been a week since I heard from them. They must not be interested. Okay, this kind of thing, this goes in the category of excuses. Okay, instead, you're going to use some conversation starters to keep the ball moving forward. Now, remember that you are calling with two things. On all lead follow-up calls, A, something of value, which is not just, hey, how's it going? I was thinking of you today. Call me when you're ready to do something. No, that just makes you an ordinary broke agent, okay? So don't be an ordinary broke agent. You've got to call with something of value that makes me want to talk to you. And B, a call to action. You're going to ask me to do something, like call you, et cetera, okay? So something of value with a listing that you're pursuing could be, hey, this is Julie Harris with ABC Realty. Gosh, I just had to let you know about the two homes that just became available and would potentially be competing with your house once we get it on the market. Needed to let you know I previewed those today on your behalf. I've got some details so that you know what you're up against. Can't wait to tell you about those. Give me a call as soon as you get this message. My number is blah, 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 blah. Okay? Now, number one, you notice that I have energy and enthusiasm. Even if you are struggling or real estate is your third job that you're doing and you're just wiped out at the end of the day, they don't care. So don't sound like that. Maybe you just had a massive closing week. You are exhausted. You've got plenty of money in your pocket. You're a grizzled veteran. You can't believe that you're making yourself do lead follow-up. Don't sound like that. You've got to make them sound like they are your only mission in life. You are fascinated by them and their situation. So lots of energy and enthusiasm. And then I gave you something of value. I wanted to tell you about the potential homes in the neighborhood that would be competition for you. Maybe I call to tell you about some new construction popping up that competes. Maybe I tell you about some recent closings that mean that perhaps you can get even more than we talked about. I've got some recent comps I'd like to share with you. I can't wait to talk to you about this. Call me as soon as you get this message. Here's my number. Okay? If it's a buyer, maybe you're calling to tell them about some new financing that you're aware of with a better interest rate and a lower down payment. Maybe you're calling because just now I noticed that exactly what you're looking for popped on the market. I want to make sure that we are one of the first showing. So I have 5 o'clock tonight available or 10 a.m. tomorrow. Which is best for you? Call me so we can get you over there. Okay? That's very different than what most agents do and call it lead follow-up. Okay? Don't assume that you're the only one with the lead. That's a big lesson, right? We all think that all the leads are just ours, and they'll call when they feel like it. No, that's never happened in the history of real estate. What they do is they go to an open house, they fall in love with it, and they write it to the listing agent. And if that's not you, you just lost that deal because you thought they'd call when they felt like it or when they were ready. Or they wander into new construction. They love, love, love the new construction. The new build rep puts them in contract, and you don't even hear about it. Okay? So be careful with how you are handling this. Makes a huge difference. So, again, when we're doing lead follow-up, we have, number one, lots of energy and enthusiasm. You're fascinated with their situation. And then we have something of value and a call to action. You want them to do something. No lightweight lead follow-up. You're on a mission. They're hiring you, hopefully, to do the job for them. They expect to be closed. Okay, so don't be a wet noodle about it. All right, so conversation starters / mini scripts. Now, some of these sound similar, so you can kind of mix it up a little bit, but you'll get the gist of it, okay? Number one, what questions do you have for me before we get started? Okay. Number two, what should I have asked you about that we haven't discussed already? Number three, what else needs to happen before you'll be comfortable moving forward? Either with the listing, with the buyer, you know, pursuing your financing, what have you. What else needs to happen before you'll be comfortable moving forward? Number four, how much time will you take before you'll be ready to move forward, or how much time do you need before you'll be ready to move forward. And then number 5 and 6 are my all-time favorite super simple lead follow-up scripts. Do you still have to buy a home? Do you still have to sell your home? Pretty easy. Number 7, what happens if the house doesn't sell? Is keeping it an option? Mostly we use that on expireds and for sale by owners, but you can use it in various situations. Is keeping the home an option for you? Next, ideally, what happens next for you regarding the sale of your home or regarding your buying process? Ideally, what happens next for you? Number 10, tell me more about what's motivating you to want to make this move. Now, again, these are conversation starters, right? These are just guidelines. Notice that with the exception of number 5 and 6, do you still have to buy and do you still have to sell? The rest of them should cause conversation. What else has to happen? What else haven't I talked to you about? What else do you need from me before you'll be ready to move forward? How much time do you feel that you'll need before we set our next appointment? Okay? These are not yes or no questions. These are getting to the heart of it. So again, no wet noodling on your lead follow-up. Gone are the days where you leave messages of, hey, it's Betty with REMAX, just wanted to say hi. Okay? That's what you do with your friends. Okay? These are prospects. You are a business person. It's your job to make money by helping them. Remember what Tim always says, if you are not yet making the money that you need to achieve all of your dreams and goals, it's for one simple reason. You have yet to figure out how to help enough people to make that kind of money. That's it. So get good at helping people. Some of you guys make this way too hard on yourselves, okay, by procrastinating and avoiding and planning on that your drip system is going to make somebody magically call you. This is getting good at lead follow-up, guys, this is like the fuel for the engines of your business, okay? Now, there may be a few of you on this call who are saying, but Tim and Julie, I don't really have that many leads. So, I'm glad you asked. In this class, we will systematically go through lots of different lead generators. We're going to start with logical things, okay? So you've got to trust us on this. We've laid the groundwork in this class for you to have a business plan, a schedule, know your numbers, and we're making you first good at your existing leads, okay? If you have already gone through all of your leads, which personally I find hard to believe because all of you are paying for all kinds of crazy internet marketing and websites and postcard systems and pop buys and tchotchkes, I know you are because I talk to you all about it, okay? So first of all, make sure it's actually true. I have calls all the time after you guys go through this level where you go, you know what, I thought I didn't have any leads, but now that you mention it, I called, you know, all of these different sources, and I set 3 appointments, okay? So first of all, I find it hard to believe that you have no leads, but maybe there's some people in this class who are either new or newer. Maybe you are a recovering REO agent, and all of your leads are on less expensive, you know, maybe all investor leads or cheap property, whatever. Or maybe your leads actually have dried up. So if that is the case and you are perhaps in survival mode, we're going to talk about this in future calls, your first job is to pay your basic monthly overhead with BPO money, open house leads, existing leads, referrals, et cetera. Okay? We're going to start basic, which is lead follow-up, and then we're building from there. Here's why we do it this way. Okay? I'm going to share some coaching expertise with you. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to jump right into lead generation until we're convinced that you all know what to do with the lead once you have it. Remember our discussion, many agents believe that they have a, quote, lead generation problem, when in fact what they have is a lead follow-up problem. So we're curing that first before we show you how to enhance your lead pipeline, which is coming up in upcoming calls and levels. You must get extremely abundantly clear on your lead follow-up. Now, if you want to start basic, let's say that you have absolutely nothing going on. You need to be doing open houses every weekend until you have 2 closable buyers and at least 2 closable listing leads, which will inevitably come from the neighbors. Why open houses? Because they don't cost you anything. Oh, but I don't have any listings. I can't hold anything open. Yeah, you can. Use your broker's listings. other agents' listings, friends of yours' listings. Come on, think about this, guys. It's easy. It's free. You can do it this weekend and end up with two or three closable leads instantaneously. And we're going to actually go through how to do a profitable open house. So in this class, we're starting with the basic, making sure you're clear on all the core skills. So grizzled veterans who are rolling your eyes, I shouldn't have to do an open house. Okay, how much money do you have coming in this month? If it's not enough, get your butt to an open house. You don't have to do it forever. It's cheap, it's free, it's easy, and it, on your existing listings, you know your sellers love you for doing it. It's one of the only tangible things that they understand, thanks partially to HGTV, making it look like open houses sell every house. Okay, so some of this isn't your fault, but we're going to start with the less skilled and less expensive, easy to do, high results. Then we're going to gradually get more and more and more complicated and advanced. So, for example, it wouldn't make sense for us to teach you how to do expireds on day one if you don't know how to follow up on your leads, right? It doesn't make sense for us to dump a bunch of new lead generation if you don't even know how many listings you need to have in the first place. So you've got to trust after over 100,000 coaching calls, and by the way, that's each for Tim and myself. We stopped counting when we got to that point, which has been like 2 years ago. Okay, you've got to trust that we know how to get you there. Do not skip levels. Do not call the office and say, I want all the next 30 levels of content because I'm ready for it. No, you implement systematically as you go through the levels. Because I guarantee you, if you call and you say that, I'm going to make sure that you and I have a one-on-one call. I'm going to ask for your business plan. I'm going to ask for your schedule. I'm going to ask for your numbers. I'm going to ask for a picture of your wipe-off boards. I'm going to ask you about your lead follow-up, and we're going to role-play, and we'll see whether you're ready for the next level, which is probably happening tomorrow, right? So don't get all impatient. You're building a business here. You're not just winging it and throwing some crap together, okay? So, again, the point of this call was to get your actual lead follow-up to a higher level. So if you are not asking questions like, what else has to happen before you're ready to move forward? What would happen if we set an appointment this Friday and we found you exactly what you're looking for? What if we got your home on the market during the holidays instead of after? That way you're taking advantage of the fact that there's no competition right now and you might be closed by February 1st. How would that work for you? Not just lightweight stuff. So again, energy and enthusiasm, something of value, and a call to action on every single lead follow-up call. The last thought I'm going to leave you with on this, and this is a reminder because you hear it on all of our coaching in this section, your lead follow-up calls every single time, you have to get in your head, your mission is to set an appointment, not just to make a touch or a contact. Some of you guys get contactitis. Well, I contacted 20 people today. I've done my job. No, leads by themselves have no value. Only appointments have value. Once you get that clear, the next level of your coaching is appointments by themselves have no value. Only contracts signed have value, okay? So we're building your skill level, your confidence, et cetera. If you have questions on anything that we're teaching you, especially as you are implementing everything and practicing it, and as a result making tons more money almost instantly, if you have any questions along the way, all you have to do is email me direct, coachjulieharris@gmail.com. Or you can email Tim, coachtimharris@gmail.com. So no excuses. Don't just take notes. Don't just say, yeah, I already know all this. Okay? It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to make money from it. Your job is the second, and that's why you signed up. So when you hang up from this, listening to this call, whether you're online or you're listening or however you're doing this, you're reading the outline, guess what your job is? Unless you are on your way out the door to a buyer or listing appointment, or a center of influence event, i.e. prospecting, your job is to follow up on your leads using the skills and the scripts that we've taught you in this class, using your lead follow-up rules. Okay, when in doubt, your job is to go set an appointment. Keep it simple, right? Some of you guys walk into your office and you just love getting sucked into the drama because it's like an excuse to not do the harder stuff, when in fact, it's the things that you don't really feel like doing every day that are exactly what makes you rich, okay? So I'm being kind of tough on you guys on this call. I have a lot of passion for this because I have seen agents who get this at their very core, and they start operating this way, they always make tons more money, again, almost instantaneously. First light bulb is, God, I have a lot more leads than I thought. Second light bulb is, I don't have a lead generation problem, really. I have a lead follow-up problem. And what if I had 10 more lead generators and I was great at lead follow-up? Gosh, imagine the money I could make. That's exciting. So go do something about that. We'll see you on the next call. Bye-bye.